Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I am your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with three special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Today, we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Latina Leaders in Property Management, Paving the Way to Success. I have joining me by phone three longtime multifamily industry veterans: Lizette Perez, Regional Vice President with American Landmark; Laura Vargas, Community Manager with Bell Partners; and Joella Sperendica, Regional Education Director with ConAm Management, as well as the founder of Latinas in Property Management. Thanks for joining, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. This is a topic that is certainly worthy of some in-depth discussion. I can tell you that we've done some shows in the past about some of the challenges that face minorities in property management. Let's talk about a few of those. Joella, I know you founded your organization based on trying to make improvements. Talk about a little bit about what the challenges that are that you see.
Of course, Paul. And again, thank you for really having us and just embarking with us on this important topic. And I'd have to say that for me specifically, it's always been a challenge to be not only a woman in the workplace, but also a minority, a Latina. And in all reality, my journey in multifamily started a number of years ago, about 10, 12 years ago. And I started as a part-time HOA property manager or community manager. And I remember my first day walking into this office, really having no experience in property management. I just so happened to be a sales rep at the time with the owner of that management company. And I was their sales rep taking care of boilers and HVAC systems. And he just really liked my style, the way I communicated and my reporting, that he offered me this part-time position. I walk into this beautiful office, and the first person who greets me is this Caucasian woman, and very nice. I happened to ask her where the restroom was, and she said, "Oh, are you going to go in there and clean it?" And that was my first experience. That was day one. And, you know, from them, I've been also in here in Orlando. When I moved down here, I went ahead and was cleaning an apartment because we were short-staffed as a community manager, and one of my Google reviews called me Molly the Maid. And those are things and challenges that I think all of us as Latinas go through. It's those stereotypes that really affect, and those biases that many people have that really affect how we're perceived and how we are looked at. When you enter a leasing center, you know, most of the people there are of Hispanic descent. And immediately, you know, you look to them to be as cleaners or leasing professionals. It's so hard for people to believe that there are community managers or assistant managers that are, you know, of Latino descent and then minorities that are just really paving ways for others.
And Lisette, I'd be interested in hearing what challenges you've come across.
Yes, similar to Joelle, it's the stereotype that we have to deal with and the biases day in and day out. For myself, I started in the industry as a leasing professional and working my way up. The minute I got into my assistant manager role, I will never forget this, had a resident who was delinquent, and she came to my office, and when she seen that I was Puerto Rican, her first comment to me, because obviously I had to send her a 3-day, she was late on her rent, was her purse was worth more than what I make in a year. And I was baffled at the fact that this is still a mentality, right, that's still around, that it still existed, and more importantly, the fact that from woman to woman, that's how you would look at myself. And it's things that we face day in and day out, but it's a beautiful thing because it also shows how, as a collective culture, we strive in the middle of those things in the middle of the biases that we have to go against and the stereotypes that we have to go against. We can still strive in that. And really seeing how, and I'm super thankful for how the multifamily overall has started to shift the thought process on Hispanics and Latinos and minorities in our industry, and the fact that we equally too can have a seat at the table, and that the table is big enough for everyone, is really a beautiful thing to be a part of, because we can't change everyone's mind at the same time, but if we can impact one person at a time and show the fact that we can have a seat at the table, we are educated enough, we are qualified enough, and we bring a different type of perspective, that in the end of the day is what makes the world a better place. So I'm sure all of us to some degree have experiences, some stereotype and some biases, but the most important piece is the fact that we rise against it, and we actually utilize that to be like, okay, we're going to be better, stronger moving forward. So my experience has been very similar to Joali's, by having someone come and say their purse was worth more than what I would make in a year as an assistant manager. I was like, man, that hurts. But guess what? I'm going to utilize that and make sure I continue to grow so that I can also show people that as a Latina, I can be a regional, I can be RVP, I can be a property manager, and you can too.
That's fantastic. Laura, tell us a little bit about your challenges you've come across.
Absolutely. And I do relate as well with the ladies. In my case, I actually had two challenges when I first started my journey as a manager. Not only was I very, very young in my mid-20s, but also, again, being a minority, although I did start in a very, very diverse market, the combination of my cultural background and my age at times did cost me, you know, comments of that nature, whether it was, oh, no, I'm here to speak with a property manager, not with a college student, or as, you know, Joel was mentioning at the beginning, at times, you know, people see that the Fort Frum workers are of Latino descent, but do not expect to see a Latino leader in place. So I've pretty much have used that in my advantage, meaning I want to be that person that fills that gap for upcoming leaders. And one of the challenges I also see that we have is that, you know, there's that lack of representation and role models of people that do look like us. So in that particular regard, I do have to say that our industry has been moving in a more inclusive direction. And I hear less and less of those stories, at least in my direct circle, of people that say, hey, I have no one to look up to, or no one that looks like me that can inspire me. So I've been able to, of course, overcome that and, again, use it in my advantage and just use myself as that voice of change, as Lisette was saying, you know, showing those aspiring leaders that they can, and they can sit with us, and they do have a seat at the table, and that, you know, there is definitely room for opportunity and growth as long as you stay determined, you stay true to yourself, and also stay open to embrace opportunities, which I have to say, my specific case, that's been my focus. It's not letting any opportunity go wasted, and just try to make time and find time to invest in my self-improvement and education.
Yeah, and we've got about 2 minutes left in the segment. And Joel, so I wanted to ask you challenges, obviously, that you have based on your background. What have you heard? I know you take part in different forms and so forth, but what have you heard about other minorities too? Are they facing the same challenges?
They are, and I'm glad you actually brought that up, Paul. We partnered together with Melanin and Multifamily, another employee resource group much like ours that is empowering the Melanin community. And we're really unifying ourselves also with the LGBTQ plus community. It's so important that us as minorities, right? Because it's not, minority doesn't mean just the color of your skin. It could be your religion, your race. I mean, there's so many stereotypes and biases when you think of the word minority. And we really are trying to unify ourselves together and ensure that we do have that seat at the table, that there is that representation at all levels when it comes to all races and all colors and all religions, and that our voices are being heard and that we're being respected and that our ideas are being respected, and also that there is a positive perceived notion when you think of a minority.
All right, I think we're going to break it here. We are going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Elevate your apartment game with multi-housing news and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and/or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. We are discussing Latina leaders in property management, paving the way to success. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are three longtime multifamily industry veterans: Lizette Perez, Regional Vice President with American Landmark; Laura Vargas, Community Manager with Bell Partners; and Joelis Barandica, Regional Education Director with ConAm Management and the founder of Latinas in Property Management. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, in the last segment, we really talked about the challenges, and each of you were shared some of the challenges that you've seen and that you faced personally. Let's talk a little bit about inclusivity in the workplace. And you know, one of the big buzzwords, and when we go to all the conferences, is DE&I. For the benefit of our listeners, Joelis, why don't you define that?
Well, diversity, equity and inclusion just really means that we want a diverse workforce that is respected, that is listened to, that ideas are asked, and that we truly, truly just invite people into our spaces and ensure that they're heard. That's pretty much all three summed up, right? We want to feel included, heard, and respected. And I think that the multifamily industry has really taken that personally and has made great strides in that topic. I know for a fact in the state of Florida, here specifically in the Central Florida region where the three of us reside and really do business, for the majority of our business, we've seen a big shift with our local organizations, our local apartment organizations. They've created the E&I committees. They have leadership programs based on DE&I. FAA, at their annual conference, held a whole session on DE&I. So we see that there's an awareness in the industry that diversity is needed, or it's really important that culturally we are able to exchange ideas and also see the impact of those ideas. So I'd have to say that I really am pleased and happy that we are starting to shift. We have our first Latino Florida Apartment Association president in its history that it literally just was sworn in this past October, Mr. Ricardo Alisea. And he's making history. He's paving the ground for others, and he's an inspiration to so many our own group, Latinas in Property Management. That's creating leaders. We just had Ms. Lizette promoted to regional vice president for a company like American Landmark. I mean, those are things that when I look at in the grand scheme of things, just truly makes me proud to continue that fight and ensure that we are heard, we are respected, and to know that we're here and we bring great value to any organization.
You know, I think that's important, and I see that more and more multifamily operators are embracing DE&I. I want to ask both Laura and Lizette, because you both work for large, well-known multifamily companies, what type of actions are you seeing within your company towards DE&I? Start with you, Laura.
Sure. Well, here at Better Partners, we actually do have also dedicated DE&I council that makes sure that not only a small sector of the organization is aware of what this committee does or how does it benefit the company. It goes company-wide, and it includes not only one minority, but all minorities. So the main goal is make sure that, you know, everybody has equal access to the resources in our company, that everybody gets equally celebrated and acknowledged and highlight the contributions of every single cultural group that that is part of our organization. Recently, just yesterday, you know, we're in November, we're going to be celebrating Native American Cultural Month, and they're very, very active at also having DE&I Q&A sessions, making sure that, again, that the team members are being heard. And if there's any suggestions, there is that entire committee. There's an inbox dedicated for that. And also highlighting women and professionals of different cultural backgrounds on certain special occasions and highlighting what they bring to the table or maybe industry expertise tips, and then they post that on either their LinkedIn or intranet. So I've definitely seen a much more active presence of that council in our social media platforms and also in our internal intranet, and a lot of inspiring, refreshing content coming from corporate down to the sites. That also makes a big, fresh difference. Everybody just feels more part of the family, the organization, and as Joelle said, you know, we're starting to feel more seen and that we are a big and important part of any and every organization.
Yeah, and Lizette, let's get to some of your, what have you seen within your company, American Landmark?
So picking back off of exactly what Laura said, you know, same thing. The most important part of inclusivity and diversity in the workplace is not just that everyone feels valued, is that they equally add value, right? It's a transaction between the two because it's a relationship that's being built throughout time. And one of the things at American Landmark is our ethos and values, which is specifically equality and diversity. So we actively pursue policies and actions that promote diversity and inclusion and advancement for all team members, regardless of color, race, religion, because we also embrace the fact that everyone has a different perspective and a different viewpoint, and it's beautiful and brought to the table. It will bring about change. We have so many people in leadership that are your people that you're going to see, Hispanics, Americans. It's a very diverse leadership board that we have that I'm super proud to say, because we recognize the value that is brought to the table because different perspectives are brought. We do many different type of programs, both within and out of the company, between our customer service that we provide, our artist in residence program that we have as well, which partners up with different artists within the area so that it can bring a different perspective, most importantly, and provide a different level of customer service, because there's an understanding of it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you believe in, it doesn't matter what your origin of residence is. What matters most is we're human, we're coming to the table, and we want you to feel valued, because in return of you feeling valued and we hear the value that you bring, you're going to feel better overall working for an organization. And most importantly, you're going to provide an impact that's a positive impact. And that's really, you know, what we're wanting to do with inclusivity and diversity within a workplace. It's understanding that people have different ways of not only processing information and interacting with each other, but also achieving goals. So at American Landmark, we recognize those things. And not only is it the recognition of it, right? Because that's not enough in it by itself. It's also the applauding of it. It's the supporting of it, and really having that open door policy where you can come with your ideas and, hey, we can try it out. And even if it doesn't work, that's not a problem. At least we tried it and you feel supported and you feel like your voice is being heard, so that then the next time you are still willing to come to the table and bring about a different idea, right? You're not shut down. You're not looked frowned upon, even if it doesn't work. There's that accountability and that sense of pride that's going to come into play as well, because you're going to make an impact on an organization as big as like American Landmark. And you're going to be able to see that footprint, because if it does work, we continue it through and you'll be able to have a footprint in the organization and be able to say, hey, I started that, or I was a part of that. And that's why, you know, with Joelis, her starting this Latinas in Property Management, it's such a big footprint that is being left in multifamily overall. And we're definitely seeing that, like AGO here, FAA, equally establishing that footprint and continuing to trail that pathway for others is the biggest impact we can have overall on anybody and everybody, not only just within our organizations, but within our communities, and most importantly, within the world.
Yeah, we've got about 2.5 minutes left in the segment. And Joelis, you know, I heard Laura talk about being seen, you know, as a group, as well as Lizette talking about being heard. How important is being seen and heard to advancing Latinas?
It's the most important footprint for us, right? Because while we started this organization because we just saw a true need for resources for our community, specifically Latina. When you look at the demographic, again, and I'm going to use Central Florida because that's where we do the majority of our business, when we go into these leasing centers, leasing offices, these beautiful, beautiful, brand new lease-ups, we see a majority of Latino or minorities in leadership roles. Mm-hmm. And when we ask these minorities, how long have you been a property manager, a leasing manager, a leasing professional? Most of them would have gave us numbers like 5 years in the industry, 10 years in the industry. And when we asked, well, what's the next step after that? They truly didn't have an answer. Mm. And that bothered me. And when I asked why you wouldn't take that next step of being a community manager or a regional manager or vice president or even a leasing manager, from a leasing professional to a leasing manager, many of the answers I received was, I'm scared. I don't think they'll give me the opportunity. I don't know if my resume looks good. I don't interview well. And that resonated with me, because I say this constantly, if I would have had a little bit more guidance in the start of my career, maybe in my youth, God knows where I'd be.
Yeah. Now that is something we see. By the way, our listeners know that we're headquartered in Houston, Texas. And when I walk into a property in this area, the majority of the folks that greet me are Latinas or Latinos. And and they always are smiling and happy. And I'm not sure what it's like when you walk into a leasing office in Butte, Montana. But certainly, in the Sun Belt, there's a huge number of Latinas and Latinos working in the industry. So it's great.
And Paul, it's not only in the South. It's also, I come originally from New York City. Mm. So that northern east side, when you go to California, we're on the West Coast on heavy numbers. But when you look at those C-suite positions, those regional positions, you don't see those same numbers as you do in the on-site side. Yeah. So we are here to bridge that gap and truly empower our Latinos, right? Because it doesn't stop with just Latinos in property management. And we'll talk a little bit more about what our next phase is going to be in a little bit. But it's about empowering our minorities to really find those resources to apply to those positions, to stop that fear and empower them to know that they have a group behind them that's rooting for them, that's motivating them, that's providing them resources, that's doing mock interviews, that's really ensuring that you know what other resources there are in the market for you to utilize. And that's what Latinas in Property Management has started to do. That's really what our goal and our mission is. And, you know, it started about a year and a half ago. And I'm going to say that the past 6 months, you know, once we really organized ourselves and took this to heart, I mean, it's boomed for us. Lizette and Laura, Lori, Anna, Dania, they're all such a testament of like true passion and love for multifamily. And then also that passion for community and friendship and family. And we've really developed something or created something that's been heartwarming and embraced. And we can see by the numbers in our communities that attend our events, that attend our WhatsApp chats, that really engage in our Facebook and our social media sites, that this community was needed and it's being embraced in such a beautiful way. And I really do have to thank all of you for embracing this group. And I have to thank the ladies for believing in my small little vision and helping create something great.
All right. Well, we are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing an important and timely topic to multifamily, Latina leaders, and property management, paving the way to success. I am Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are three longtime multifamily industry veterans, Lizette Perez, Regional Vice President with American Landmark, Laura Vargas, Community Manager with Bell Partners, and Joelis Baranica, Regional Education Director with Con Am Management and the founder of Latinas in Property Management. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. And Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. So let's talk a little bit about how cultural diversity can benefit property management practices and property management companies. And why don't we start with you, Lizette?
Yes, definitely our cultures coming together alike can benefit the industry as a whole, because most importantly, our employees will be able to understand more the customer's needs and comes up with ideas to fulfill them. In addition, as the employees will be better to communicate and also have empathy and understanding exactly what the consumer is looking for and what the consumer wants. Specifically, Latinos and Latinas by nature, culturally, are very servant. They're very hospitable. So bringing our culture to the table brings about a level of servitude that's literally embedded in our DNA. Mm-hmm. When mom and dad would come over, the children would have to serve their food, mom always serving the dad first at the dinner table. Children would serve their parents and the elderly. There's a level of respect that's there, and that's exactly what we equally bring to the table when we serve our consumers and we're serving our residents and we're serving our prospects. It's that same mindset coming into the industry where it's not what it is in it for me, it's what can I do for you. And overall, and I've seen this time and time again as I've had the privilege of operating within different markets, it never goes wrong. I'm a huge servant leadership is my leadership style, and it never goes wrong because in today's present day, people want to be served, right? COVID kind of took that away from us, and we never realized humanity how much we needed each other because we are social beings. And now coming back from COVID, where we've seen that people want to be served, people want to be heard, people want to be seen, and people want to be felt. And guess what? Bringing different culture and diversities within the multifamily industry allows for that to actually take place. And most importantly, it organically influences the bottom dollar, your cash flow, because happy employees are producing employees. And most importantly, because they're happy, they're serving with happiness to, you know, your prospects and your residents and your vendors. And guess what's being given in return? Because they're happy, they're going to spend more money with you. They're going to maybe look at you instead of the competitor. They're going to want to have business with you and provide the best type of business because they feel not only hurt, but they also are feeling served by the person that's serving them. I remember from very little, especially because the holidays are right around the corner, it was always everyone had to be happy when they're coming in. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone collectively is, hey, do you need this or pass me this or let me do this for you? Everyone cleans up all together. Everyone gets ready all together. It's this family essence that is felt that transcends any bad experience, any bad moment, any negative thought. And that's exactly what we bring to the table in our workforce, in our offices. You know, people feel that when you come in, the first thing people feel is the environment and the atmosphere. And if they feel that the employees are happy because they're being served by their leaders, guess what they end up doing? Because it starts from the top and it trickles down. Then they begin to serve the people that are coming in the door as well. And most importantly, it is shown you will have higher renewal retention, you will have better businesses, higher occupancy. And that's really what the secret sauce is, because right now people are not wanting to do that, but people want it to be done. So taking a step back, regardless of the title, regardless of the role, and saying, hey, what am I going to do today to serve the person in front of me, around me, so that they can have a better day? Naturally, that's going to make someone want to either deal with you more, want to be around you in your presence, or even go to you for advice or mentorship. And most importantly, and I tell my team this all the time, even if they are not looking for an apartment that maybe they can qualify for, word of mouth still, regardless of what the technology that is out there, is the fastest spreading marketing tactic ever. And of course, bad news spreads faster than good. But guess what? Maybe they have a cousin, sister, uncle, brother, friend that is looking for an apartment, and they remembered your experience because you served them, and you served them to a level of gratitude where it impacted them so much that they went and they told someone else. So you might not get it right then and there, but you definitely will get it later on. And like I said, organically, it influences financials. It influences the customer and the relationship building and the vendor building. It influences all of those things to make a positive impact overall on any organization.
We have about 3 minutes left in this segment. And Laura, I want to ask you to kind of piggyback on what Lizette was saying. I mean, you are, as a community manager, you're on the front lines. How are you seeing what Lizette was mentioning play out on the front lines?
Absolutely. I do feel that our influence also brings experiences and bright new ideas to our communities. And part of our normal characteristics or usual traits, right, as part of the Latina community, it's that natural problem solving. We have that embedded natural entrepreneurial spirit to us, right? So it also translates in great problem solving skills. We also are very big on making others feel welcome. And in an industry like ours that, yes, it is flooded now by technology, AI, and all those things that do make the workplace, you know, run better, it's still a customer service base. It's rested in experience base. So it does not matter how fancy the building is, how advanced technology is. If the people element of the business is not taken care of, unfortunately, it will not be as successful. So I do think that as Latinas, you know, that is the difference that we do make on our sides. Coming from a very big family, my father is one of 21 brothers. So you can only imagine the size of my family, right? I am used to dealing with people of different backgrounds, different age groups, different colors. You know, we're a very blended family as well. So, and that has allowed me as a leader to understand and include and listen to my team members, regardless of their background, understand my clientele much better. As I said, you know, being used to being exposed to different age groups and not even also that, even personalities, right? We do actually naturally tend to be very welcoming, hospitable, and great listeners. And listening is a big part of this big of great customer service. I also feel that the all entire of community building that's embedded in us. And nowadays, even if it's an online community of some sort, residents want to feel that they are part of something. As Lissette was saying, you have a good environment in your offices, in your communities, in your properties, that's going to translate into people saying great things, staying longer, and at times, because they like you, they will pay more, and that will translate into retention in our communities.
All right, we're going to break it here, and we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Latina Leaders in Property Management, Paving the Way to Success. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are three longtime multifamily industry veterans, Lizette Perez, Regional Vice President with American Landmark, Laura Vargas, Community Manager with Bell Partners, and Joelis Barandica, Regional Education Director with ConAm Management, and the founder of Latinas in Property Management. I do want to take one more moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Ballast Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Joelis, let's talk a little bit about, in the last part of this episode, about mentorship, networking, leadership opportunities, and is that important to Latinas?
Oh, it is so important to Latinas, Paul. In fact, how we all met each other on this call was through those networking opportunities. It was through training and education. And we were lucky enough to have met through our local apartment association and really start forming and forging relationships that open other doors. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to attend those networking events, to attend those training programs that our local apartment associations offer. Also, it really helps build your confidence level. Once you get out there, you start to build just that strength to introduce yourself to people that you normally wouldn't speak to. And I've noticed that specifically with me, networking opportunities have really started to pave a way to create true allyship and friendships that range from, you know, starting out as being association friends to becoming long lost friends 20, 30 years down the line. I've seen that in our industry, and it really is so beautiful to see that you can start so many different opportunities just by networking and truly just assisting those events that our local apartment associations or national apartment associations are throwing. So please utilize it. It's such an important topic. Mentorship is so important. And I'll let the ladies speak on mentorship and kind of what we do.
Yeah, Lizette.
Yes. So especially just piggybacking off of what Joella says, is the most important piece in the industry is in networking and looking for someone to mentor you. Like she said in the beginning, where we would all be if we knew better and had a mentor that can guide us, that could have told us and we could have learned from them. But now that we know what we know, we equally want to put that knowledge out there and let people know, please look for a mentor. It doesn't have to be someone that works within your company. It doesn't even have to be someone that works in the industry. But mentorship is so important because that's that relationship building. But most importantly, it will provide a different perspective in the situation that you're going through and going in. And it's so vital because just like Joelis was saying, the level of confidence that comes with when you can make an unbiased decision and you can speak to different types of people because you're networking and you're going, you're putting yourself out there, you will have lifelong relationships, whether in or out of the industry. And that's one thing that minorities really do not take advantage of, because like we've been saying this time all along, we don't see people in leadership roles in the sweet role that look like us. So we don't feel comfortable necessarily going to them because it's like, are they going to understand? Are they going to know? But don't let that be a blockage for you to still have a mentor. My mentor is not of a Hispanic descent, and he says all the time,
people is what we do. And once that clicked in my mind, that's the most important piece, because people are the most important piece. So build those relationships, look for a mentor, and make sure you're hand in hand with that mentor, and make sure that mentor equally has time to mentor you, because it has to be perfect for both of you guys so that you can get the most out of that mentor and continue to learn, grow, and develop and be better and do better.
We got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition to something else. But I wanted to ask you, Laura, about mentorship and importance that it's been in your career, as well as what you believe is the importance of education and skill building for Latinas.
Definitely. And as a leader myself, I normally encourage learning as a normal part of what we do, and being part of those teams that I do lead. And that's something that I echo and repeat to those upcoming leaders. So people that do reach out to me saying, hey, what do you do different? How is your team so solid? And to me, the answer is always empowering my team and making sure that they know that there's benefit on wanting to be a better version of yourself every day, regardless of the position that you hold. I do have to say that as a minority, or even outside of a minority, as a professional looking for a more solid, you know, future ahead, or to make a difference, you know, it is absolutely crucial that we invest in our own decision-making and conflict resolution, that we learn how to motivate our teams to achieve their best, and also how to be self-motivators for ourselves too, right? When we're starting to see now groups of people that look like us encouraging us as a community, taking advantage of that, that is definitely great. But in any position that we hold, I do think that it's a personal commitment. It's a personal decision that we have to make to be the better versions of ourselves professionally, personally, more than anything, as a leader. A big part of also what I do in my role is not only just being that community manager that empowers others to learn, but it's being involved in that learning. Joelle has mentioned earlier on the call how we met at our local apartment association at educational events. And I learned so much from that opportunity that it was in my best interest to reach out and raise my hand and said, you know what, I want to pay it forward. Why? Because there's other leaders that are watching, whether they look like me or not. They can see that someone of my background also has that interest of not just keeping the knowledge and taking the spotlight, but sharing the spotlight with others, sharing what I learned with others, and also seeking opportunities myself to not only better myself, but continue to provide that knowledge to those generations that are coming, or those other aspiring leaders that are looking up to me.
All right, we have about 3 minutes left in the segment. I'll give each of you a minute to talk a little bit about how someone can reach out to you if they would like to, if you want to talk about your company. But I will let all of our listeners know, if you go to this episode page on our website, there'll be a logo for each one of the companies, as well as for the Latinas in Property Management. Click on it. It'll take you directly to those websites. But start out, Laura. Tell us quickly about yourself and how someone can reach out to you if they'd like to.
Sure. My name again is Laura Vargas, and I've been actually in the multifamily industry 13 years now. I started in Equity Residential, a very large multifamily operator, and now I am with Bell Partners. I've been here almost going on 5 years, and I definitely am very interested in partnering with others that are looking for mentorship or just being that word of advice. So if for anyone that would like to reach out, definitely you can find me on LinkedIn. My name again is Laura Vargas, and community manager in the overall area of Sanford, Florida, near Lake Mary.
Okay, Lizette.
Yes, Lizette Perez. You can find me on LinkedIn, Regional Vice President for American Landmark. If you want to reach me, you can reach me directly at my email at lperez@alapts.com. I'm here for advice, mentorship, venting, or anything in between. If you need, for whatever reason, someone within a different area, I can also connect you with someone within a different area as well. I specifically oversee Orlando, Tampa, Richmond, Virginia, and the entire state of North Carolina. So we're always here to serve you. And if you need any career opportunities, please look us up both on LinkedIn and ADP, and Indeed at AmericanLandmarkCareers.com.
Okay. And Joelle, tell us a little bit about how someone could reach out to you, but also a little bit about your organization.
Yes, of course. Joelle Berendica. I am the Regional Education Director for Conia Management.
someone is looking for a management, property management career, please go to conium.com careers or reach out directly to me at jbarandika@conium.com. But with Latinas in property management, totally different organization. If you are a minority, either Latino or Latina, we do have both divisions. Please reach out to me. It's latinasinpm@outlook.com. And there you'll also hear about our mentorship opportunities, our sponsorship opportunities, and everything that has to do with Latinas in property management. So again, just reach out to us to latinasinpm@outlook.com.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, this is a very, very important topic. I'm glad we talked about it. Let's reconvene in the future sometime to see what kind of progress has been made. Do another episode on this. I really appreciate you being on today.
Thank you so much, Paul. It was a pleasure to be here with you
today. Thank you for your time.
All right. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.